Recording started.
Good morning, everybody. This is Bonnie Strelo. So it must be the third Wednesday morning of the month. And today we are going to be talking about accepting your own magnificence as a path to health. And that is a concept that has come to me, an experience that has come to me recently about how magnificent I really am and how magnificent you really are, and the changes that can happen in our lives physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, when we reach the point where we can step into our own magnificence and really accept it and really drink it in. And I sent out an email for those of you who are on the Yahoo group. You probably read my email about I am magnificent. And that experience has stayed with me ever since. I had that experience several days ago. I wake up in the morning reveling in this feeling of my own magnificence, you know, free of guilt, free of any kind of like shame or any kind of fear that, oh, I shouldn't say that I'm magnificent because that's boasting or bragging. All of that got just dissolved in that moment when I went in and heard, are you ready to accept how magnificent you are? And I said, yes. And this feeling of peace and a magnificence that I can't quite define flowed through me and just infused every cell of my body. And I brought it, I used the one command, and brought it down into my DNA. And I unwound everything that was not magnificent about me and rewound in my magnificence. And that's what I want to share with you all today, and how being in that magnificent you and accepting it is a path to healing, and a path to healing, whether it's physically, which is what we're going to focus on today, or whether it's emotionally or spiritually. And the healing powers that is inherent within your own body and within your own magnificence is impossible to underestimate. It is incredibly powerful. It is so far the most powerful thing that I have found as a result of using the one command. So, and what I want to do is take you through some baby steps to getting there and to give you some information as we go along. And there's a couple of exercises I'm going to take you through. And so I invite you to come and play along. And if you want to play, I invite you to close your eyes now. And you're going to learn a very simple, intuitive step and practice. It's just a yes or no of going into your physical body and getting yes and no answers to any question, whether it be about your health, or about something you should do or should not do, or choosing a nutritional supplement for yourself, or even choosing foods. So I invite you to close your eyes and just take a couple of deep breaths. And think of something that you know, without a shadow of a doubt, is a no. It's no good for you. You don't want it. You don't like it. Something that is clearly a no. And just notice in your body, where do you feel it? What part of your physical body do you feel it? Or do you have a certain image? Do you hear yourself saying certain words? Just notice. You know, you're noticing without judgment. Right now you're just practicing and you're learning something new. So open your eyes and take a quick look around and release all of that. And then close your eyes again and take another deep cleansing breath. And go into your body and think of something that you know is unequivocally a yes. You love it. It's like something that you stand up and you go, yes. Something you love, something that you desire, something that you know is a yes. And do the same thing. Where in your body do you feel it? What sense do you have? What images might you be seeing? What words and phrases might you be hearing, or sounds that you might be hearing? And then notice the difference. Open your eyes, take a look around, just kind of take a nice breath and let it all go. And just notice the difference between yes and no. And then close your eyes and ask yourself a question, a simple question you want an answer to. And it needs to be a yes or no question. Ask yourself the question and allow yourself to receive an answer. A yes or a no. And just kind of mark that for discussion later. Open your eyes and come back into the room and come back here and be with all of us. That's one simple little tool. I use that all the time. If I'm going to pick up a nutritional supplement, I go in and I ask my body yes or no. If I'm not sure about a food, I've learned to tune into my body. My body will say, yes, you can have it, or no, this is not a good time. So you learn how to pay attention to your body's signals to you, and that will lead you automatically to greater health. We're going to talk a little bit, too, about stress, because so many people are under stress, and I know we covered this in months past, and it is really worth taking a look at and talking about again. I've been reading this book called Soul Medicine with Norm Shealy and Dawson Church, two huge, huge leaders in this field. And they're talking that and saying that stress is now universally accepted to be a factor in virtually every disease and the cause of many diseases and illnesses. In fact, it's now a foundational concept in modern Western medicine and modern Western psychology, that stress is a factor in virtually every illness and physical challenge that anyone can experience. And not only that, there's a Dr. Herb Benson who started investigating the connection of the body, mind, spirit back in the 70s, back before any of us really knew a whole lot about that. And what he found is that 60 to 90% of today's medical problems are due to stress-related issues that our drugs and surgeries cannot help. I mean, that's huge. 60 to 90% of what goes wrong with us physically, physical illnesses and physical challenges, is due to stress-related issues that surgery and drugs cannot solve. So where does that leave us? Does that leave us small, powerless, and helpless? Or does that leave us empowered with hope and knowing that no one and nothing outside of ourselves can determine our destiny? Michael Bernard Beckwith talks about that a lot. There is no force, no person, no boss, no coworker, no medical profession, no relationship, nothing, not the economy, not the H1N1 scare, nothing outside of us determines our destiny. We determine our destiny by our choices. So do we choose to turn our power over to another, to the economy, to the media, to a medical professional, to who do we turn our power over? Or do we choose to stand within our own power as a full-grown, mature adult and say, I choose a different outcome than what I have now? And we have this beautiful tool, this simple, elegant tool now, the one command that says you can create your own destiny. You can create your own heart's desires with this simple six-step process of going into theta and making the command and stating what you want instead. And that's what, of all the modalities that I have learned over the last 20 years, I have found this is the most simplest tool, because we don't have to know. We don't have to know how. We don't even have to know what we want. All we need to know is that we want a different outcome, and to command for that new outcome. And illness, so we're going to step back to illness for just a second. And illness is really just your body's reaction to stress. It's the way the body is trying to release that safety valve because pressure is building up. And illness can manifest in your organs. It can manifest in the system related to a particular stress that you are under. For example, unresolved anger or bitterness, lack of forgiveness, especially in relationships, is often affects the heart. It's blocking the flow of love, which is the flow of love is the blood, if you think about it that way. Unresolved grief affects the lungs. When someone has problems with bronchitis or asthma or some kind of lung issues, constantly gets pneumonia, or the lungs are the weaker part of their body that's impacted first. When I'm working with someone in a coaching session, I will take them as quickly as I can to what's the unresolved grief in your life, because that's where we hold it, is in our lungs. In our pancreas, it's resentment of too much responsibility or not enough responsibility, and it's a real deep disappointment in life, a real deep sadness impacts our pancreas, and this can be associated with diabetes. With the liver, anger, rage, addictive behaviors, and addictive behaviors often come about because of anger and rage and trying to suppress that, to suppress those emotions. And Norm Shealy in the book Soul Medicine talks about cancer virtually is always the end result of intense depression over many years. And he's not meaning if you're depressed for 2 weeks or 6 months. He's talking about an intense depression, unrelenting intense depression over years, that cancer is virtually always the end result. An example is like breast cancer can be perception about inadequate nurturing. Now, breast cancer can also be environmental, too. So I don't want to suggest that everything has to do with stress or everything has to do with belief. But there also is something underlying even with environmental toxins and environmental stress. There are underlying beliefs, and even with genetics. If you have a genetic marker for something, what's the trigger that turns it on? Because sometimes it'll be turned on in one person and not in another. And what the medical profession is now saying is it is almost virtually in every case some underlying stress. So finding ways to relieve stress is ultimately the most important thing you can do, because it opens the door to a lot of health issues. And unrelieved stress creates this imbalance in your physical body. And once your physical body is out of balance and your immune system gets low and constant stress increases the cortisone and the adrenaline in your body, which can deplete your adrenal glands, which adrenal exhaustion then results in that. It also depletes the serotonin and dopamine, which are the happy hormones that keeps our moods elevated. So constant stress can lower that. We can feel more depressed, can deplete our adrenal glands, and we have adrenal exhaustion. And when you have adrenal exhaustion, it's very difficult to do anything, because it's like no matter how much sleep you get, you're still exhausted because your adrenal glands are not functioning fully. So stress opens the doors to many health issues, and your body, because it is meant to be in a state of balance, a state of homeostasis, your body will find a way to relieve the pressure that's building. And unless you make the conscious choice to find ways to relieve your stress, your body will do it for you. And example of that, I often use my husband as examples. He knows that. He doesn't always know it, but he knows that in general I do. he's had this like 3-4 month journey of health issues. He's gained weight, hasn't been able to lose it. He's in a very stressful job in banking. This bank, like most other banks, are really in trouble. They don't know if they, you know, how long they're going to survive. He doesn't know if he's going to have a job. He's 62 years old. All of this stress has been building up in him for the last year, and he has come home so tired and exhausted and down about the stress in his life at work that he has stopped really taking care of himself. And it started probably back in May or June, where he started getting migraines. And when he had 9 migraines in 7 days, I finally said, you need to get to a doctor. And so he went to a doctor, and his blood pressure was very high. And he'd been off blood pressure medication for about 3 years. And so he needed to go back on blood pressure medication. And the doctor told him that your body is trying to find ways to relieve the stress. If you do not find something, some activity, some way of relieving the stress, your body will continue to relieve the pressure. You're going to continue to have things kind of go wrong. And he's continued being under stress. And after the blood pressure was under control, he went on to experience a tooth there where he needed an emergency root canal, which then got infected. He had a horrible abscess, which took to like 3 weeks in antibiotics to take care of. And the antibiotics that he was given by the dentist caused, as all antibiotics do, killing off the bacteria, caused this type of inflammatory colitis that this particular antibiotic is known to cause, but he didn't know that. And so now he's dealing with and having to take another antibiotic to take care of this bacterial infection in his colon. And then we're pumping him full of probiotics. And he's now, after 3 or 4 months, thinking, well, maybe I need to find a way to relieve my stress, because I'm just tired of feeling bad all the time. So that's how our body is hardwired to keep us healthy. It seems kind of odd and ironic, but that's what it does. To find balance, it will relieve pressure on by whatever method that it can, which starts then to begin affect the different organs. And for just a moment, I wanted to talk about something that I think is a really important to understand about the transformative qualities of the One Command, and how we go from ordinary thinking to transformational thinking. And we often ask, what do you want to change, remove, or improve? And I started asking people, what do you want to transform in your life? Because according to Michael Bernard Beckwith, he has these great definitions of improve, change, and transformation. And I have found that those three words, it's the difference that makes the difference. Because when you improve something, that means something has gotten better. You know, the old commercials about new and improved Tide, new and improved toothpaste. Something positive has been added to your life, or you have stopped doing something negative and you started doing something more positive. So you're improving something. You're eating better. You're improving your eating habits. Your blood pressure has dropped. You know, you're exercising more. Or if you have a quick temper, you've improved that. So maybe you count to 10 before you say something. And improvement is good. We always love improvement, and improvement is temporary. It is always subject to fluctuation and to outside forces and under stress or in a weak moment. An old habit can get triggered. You can be right back to where you were, and that's where stress eating comes from. It comes in. And I know that I do stress eating occasionally. You know, I improve my eating habits. I improve my exercises. Some outside force happens. Somebody does something, says something. I see or hear something that triggers an old habit, which is to reach for food, and there I am back again. It's not permanent. And then we have change, and change is good. Change is great. It means something has shifted in your consciousness along with a corresponding shift in your behavior. You stop smoking. You start a new relationship. That's a change. You get a new job. That's a change. And change can be permanent, and it is not necessarily permanent. Because under stress, or if you are ever faced with an unconscious program or a trigger, you may no longer resort back to your old behavior or your outer experience, but in your outer experiences stay better. But under greater stress or exhaustion or old patterns or more outside forces, and I think about now with the holidays coming up and our ideas and desires about and dreams about what a good holiday should be with family, and then our reality about what our holidays often are with family, and the pain that comes from the difference between the two. That kind of stress, then those old patterns that you had changed can reassert themselves. So change has limits, and it stems from your human will. Like exercise, you can will yourself to go exercise. And I have done that. I have belonged to I don't know how many different gyms over my adult lifetime where I've willed myself to go to exercise, and I've willed myself for as much as 6 months to exercise 3 or 5 times a week and have felt really good. And then something happens and an old pattern gets triggered and I stop exercising, and I'm kind of not exactly back to square one, but I've probably taken a couple of steps back. And then you have transformation. And transformation is a complete shift in your consciousness. It is limitless. It is an ever-evolving discovery and expression of yourself. And in transformation, transformation contains the dynamic qualities that are always seeking to express themselves. So when you have a transformation, there is a shift within you that is now seeking to express itself. And it is permanent. It is so complete that once the transformation happens, you often cannot remember who you were before or what that problem was before. You may have a memory of, oh, I remember I used to do this, or I used to feel this way. And for me, it's with my husband, Jim. It's like, oh, that's right. It used to be when he looked the certain, he had the certain look, I would get upset and it would start a fight. I kind of remember that, but there's no charge to it. There's no pain or wound around it. It's just like, oh, that's right. I used to react that way, and now I don't. That's transformation. And transformation is in the field in which you play, what you work, what you love, create, where you give, where you serve, where you receive. And transformation in your physical health is possible using the one command and commanding for what you want instead. And that brings us back full circle to knowing and accepting and living within your own magnificent self. That's transformative. Once you can step into being that magnificent self of yours and living from it every day, you're breathing with it. You wake up in the morning with it. You go to sleep at night with it, with knowing that magnificence. It is so in your DNA that that energy flows out of you to other people, and other people react to you in new ways. Your physical body loves being magnificent and loves being acknowledged as the magnificent self that it is, because it is. And when you can hold that energy for your physical body, and use the one command to create new outcomes for yourself, that is the path to good health. That is the path to healing yourself. So now what I want to do is I'm going to take you through a another simple exercise, and then I'm going to open up the lines and we're going to talk about all of this. Okay? So I invite you to close your eyes. Take a couple of deep breaths. And just turn inward. Just tune in to that part of you that you call the divine, that part of you that's your greater capacity or your soul, your higher self, whatever word that you use it. So you're not turning into your body just yet. You're tuning into that part of you that's eternal. And I want you to have the thought about you being so incredibly magnificent, your magnificent self. You were born magnificent. You were hardwired to be magnificent. And when you hold that thought, where do you sense that innate magnificence? And where do you feel that you're blocking it? And what feelings or beliefs come up when you dare to think that you could accept yourself as magnificent? Just note those. Now open your eyes and look around really quick. Take a deep breath. And then close your eyes again. And this time, tune into your physical body. And on other calls, they've taken you through that smile meditation. And you're going to tune into your physical body and wiggle your toes. And listen to your heartbeat. And feel your breathing. You know, the body sings. When the body is in harmony, the body sings. All the organs and all the systems, they communicate with each other all the time. They are always singing to each other. And when you learn how to tune in to that, then you'll be able to tell what's out of harmony. Now ask your physical body the same question. Hold the thought for your physical body. Where do you sense in your physical body your magnificence? Where is it already there? And just notice. And then move throughout your physical body and ask your body, where are the areas that don't feel magnificent or are afraid to be magnificent? And just notice that. And what feelings or beliefs come up when you dare to think that your body, your physical body, is magnificent exactly the way it is, regardless of the size that you are, if you're the size that you want to be, if you're not the size you want to be, or the hair color, or the skin color, or the gender, whatever judgments you might have about your physical body, what beliefs or feelings come up when you think that your physical body is absolutely beautiful and magnificent exactly as it is? And note that, because those are going to become your commands in a few minutes, and you're going to command for what you want instead. Okay, so I'm going to open up the lines now, and let's talk about it. So what have you noticed about where you feel magnificent and can accept it and where you don't? Who wants to share?
Okay, that leaves it up to me, I guess.
Okay, so do you have something to share?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's your name?
Okay, this is Chul.
Hi, Chul.
Hi. So the question is about the noticing what doesn't feel.
Where do you feel magnificent, and where do you not feel magnificent yet?
Well, I feel magnificent in the smile, and the smile coming from my heart. And I feel unmagnificent. I noticed a lot of ways that question brought up like sadness for me, and I think the key ones are kind of a timid isn't the word, more like shame feeling, you know, like all my muscles, you know, like I don't want to stand proud and I want to hide and droopy, and kind of droopy, kind of the opposite of smiling.
Oh, okay. So your muscles are not yet feeling magnificent, right? They're kind of holding some shame and that kind of that feeling that need to hide and kind of droopy.
Yeah, and to appear not magnificent. It's safer to appear not magnificent.
Oh, so it feels unsafe.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's better to look kind of, you know, downtrodden.
Ah, it's safer to be downtrodden. And what's the belief around that? Why does it feel safer to appear downtrodden?
My magnificence would be threatening to people I want to love me. Like they'll love me more if I'm not. It's a maybe competition. There's not enough room for all of us to be magnificent. So
there's a belief in scarcity. Not everybody can be magnificent. And in order to be loved and accepted, you have to be not magnificent.
I have to be less,
You have to be less than. And your muscles are doing their best to hold that for you, aren't they?
Yeah.
That whole let's stay downtrodden, let's stay safe. So it's a positive intention of holding it in your mouth and your muscles is to keep you safe.
Here's you all. God, you're knocking all into me?
Okay, so Chul, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you want instead?
I want to feel free to feel and express the magnificent glory of who I am, and I want to really embody that the belief that everybody can, you know, it isn't limited, that there's enough to go around, so that my magnificence enhances others, not the other way around.
Okay, so you want to feel free to feel and express your magnificence and the glory of all of who you are, and you want to spread your magnificence to others. Is that what it does?
I think it does. You know, I don't think it's something I have to do. I just want to know that it is. You know. That coming into my glory it is enhancing to others.
Oh, is enhancing to others. Great. So that's your command. You got two commands there.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much, Chul.
Thank you.
If you are not wanting to participate, like wanting to talk, and are busy doing other things, please press 4-star. So that we don't take that feedback. Just as a reminder, because we're hearing some other conversations going on. Great. Thank you, Chul. So who else? Who else has something that they want to share?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Lakia.
Hi, Lakia. This nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you as well. Well, I could really feel a lot of self-doubt about my whole body, but mainly kind of in the, like, where the third chakra is located.
Okay, that's your power center.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Mhm. Okay. So you self-doubt around your power, your own empowerment.
Mhm.
Okay, that's good noticing. Is anything else that you noticed?
Well, I definitely felt a little magnificent in my heart, but then it was kind of overpowered by the self-doubt. But definitely back there was a lady who just spoke about the smiling, and I definitely felt a little bit of that. But I think
so
that...
You felt a little bit of... Go ahead.
Oh, the smiling. I felt magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
Smile.
Okay.
Like the heart region.
So you felt a little bit or a lot in your heart region with the smiling?
Just about medium, I would say, because the
about
self
medium. Okay.
Over.
Okay. And physically, that third chakra and that self doubt, physically, where are you holding that? Where is that impacting you?
In areas of my life or areas of my body?
In areas of your body.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would say, like the pit of my stomach, not so much my muscles or anything like that. It was just kind of a feeling kind of throughout my body.
Okay. So in your stomach and then kind of generally throughout your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what is it that you want instead, Lakia?
I would definitely like to have my power back. I think financial kind of surround the whole loss of power.
Surrounds the whole loss of power?
I think so.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So tell me specifically, what is it that you want instead?
I definitely want more money.
Okay. And how will more money impact and change your feelings of magnificence in that self-doubt?
Well, I think the sense of fulfillment will bring on maybe more opportunities would make me feel more accomplished and more magnificent.
So you want to feel that sense of fulfillment.
Mm-hmm. And accomplishment.
Okay. Okay. Fulfillment and accomplishment. Okay, great. Now that'd be your commands. If I don't know how I feel a sense of fulfillment, I don't know how I feel that sense of accomplishment, because that sense of accomplishment and fulfillment go way beyond even money, doesn't it?
They do.
In all areas, and impact all areas of your life, and you know what that fulfillment and that accomplishment means to you, don't you? I have a sense that you have a pretty clear picture and a pretty clear sense.
Yes.
Okay, great. Great. Okay, thank you very much, Lakia. We have time for one more person before I take everybody through experiencing and accepting their own magnificence. So who else would like to share? Okay.
This is Tool again. I just wanted to add something that occurred to it, the lungs. I want to be able to, like, you know, to fill my lungs and, breathe in, breathe out.
Okay, breathe in and bring the magnificence in and out.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. I think we'll do that for everybody, too. Okay, so if everybody, I'm going to go ahead and put everyone back on mute, and I will take everyone through the process, and you have probably have some idea of what you want to command for instead, either for your physical body or for your life, whatever it is that you want instead. Okay?
Conference muted.
So I invite you to close your eyes and to get really comfortable. take a couple of deep breaths. And turn inward, turn your attention inward to your physical body. And just notice your breathing. And send your attention down to the soles of your feet and feel that electromagnetic pull in the soles of your feet with the earth, that connection with the earth, Pachamama, the good mother. As you feel that connection, every place that touches the earth, and you send roots down, deep, deep down into the earth, down deep into the waters that flow through the center of the earth. That's the feminine principle, being in the flow, being flexible, being able to move over and under and around and yet still be a force of nature. Being in the flow also means being strong. It is also strength. It's a different kind of strength. Wrapping your roots around the water, wrapping your roots around the rocks and the molten lava deep in the earth. And the molten rocks is passion and creativity and inspiration and action in the world, is masculine principles of the creativity and taking action and combining the masculine and the feminine together. And then wrapping around the veins of gold and silver and the crystals, the wisdom in the crystals, as you feel the pulse of the earth. And as you feel the earth pulsing, you take a deep breath and draw that energy all the way up into your heart. And align in your heart this earth energy with your heart's desires, spoken and unspoken. And align with unconditional love and align with gratitude and take a deep breath. And as you blow out, send all of that out into the world around you, like 360 degrees above and below, like ripples on a pond. We know that whatever we send out into the universe is what comes back to us in like kind. Roll your eyes up. Traveling that beam of golden light deeper and deeper into Theta, past the moons and the stars and the solar systems and the millions and billions of galaxies, that last light, the black void of space, that jello-like system, that jello-like substance, and pushing through that black void of space and popping out the other side to this bright, sparkly white light of all that is. And take a deep breath and breathe that light in as that light reminds and informs you who you are in this space of creator creation, this place of your greater capacity where everything is potential, great income, great wealth, great health, great relationships. Everything is potential in this space. As you take one more deep breath in, breathing in that light, and you just make your command, I don't know how, I only know that, and I am fulfilled. And expand. Allow yourself to go deeper and broader and wider and expand into even more magnificence, into more magnificent ideas and direct knowledge and inspiration and creativity and flow. And I'm going to make some general commands for the whole group and invite you to make them for yourself. I don't know how I breathe in my own magnificence
and breathe out to the world my magnificence. I only know that I live and breathe in my magnificence now, and I am fulfilled. And expand that. I don't know how. I love and accept myself as a magnificent being that I am. I only know I am loving and accepting my magnificent self now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I love and accept my physical body as a magnificent vehicle, as this magnificent body that it is. I only know my body is truly magnificent now, and I feel safe and secure and joyful in this acceptance, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I have come to be such an amazing, magnificent self, living, working, loving, breathing in my magnificence with a magnificent physical body and magnificent health. And I don't know how that my being magnificent enhances the lives of others. I only know it is all so now, and I am fulfilled. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to receive even more, more inspiration, more magnificence, more creativity, more ideas, more connections. And then gathering all that up, bringing it all back down into your body, back down that beam of light, all the way down to your toes, and wiggle your toes. And begin to unwind and unwind your DNA. And releasing and releasing everything that is no longer in alignment with your innate magnificence. Just thank them, bless them, the survival strategies, what you've been told about who you are, who you should be. Just release and release all the ways you were told why you were not magnificent, what would happen if you'd be magnificent. Just release and release and unwind. And feel that relief and that release across your chest and in your lungs and in every organ and every system of your body. Feel all of that just drain away, dissolve away as you rewind and rewind these new programs of your magnificent self, your magnificent body, of how you being magnificent allows and serves others to be magnificent, how you yourself being magnificent changes the world and changes people in your life, changes your physical body, put you on that path of healing, and rewind and rewind and pause for a few seconds to breathe in and accept with gratitude your own magnificence, your magnificent self, your magnificent body. Receive with gratitude your knowledge, your acceptance of everything magnificent about you. And allow your body kind of move and stretch, and your ability to trust and have faith in the possibility of the knowing of what a magnificent physical body you have. And then imagine your outer reality shift and change. And the people in your life and the situations in your life shift and change and recreate themselves to be in harmony and alignment with this new magnificent self and this new magnificent body and even your physical body, the cells in your physical body shifting and changing, your receptor sites of being magnificent are growing, and all the other receptor sites for all the old beliefs just dissolve and make way for the new receptor sites. As within, so without, so that all changes are seamless. And just say yes to yourself and feel that yes reverberating. Feel that flow. And then when you're ready, take a deep breath. Send that excess energy back down into the earth, regrounding you in this new way of being. So from this moment on, every step you take on this planet is an unconscious reminder of who you are. And open your eyes, be back in the room, be back in this call, present with all of us. And we have just a moment or so. Who would like to share their experience?
You know, there's somebody,
somebody has something to share. Hello?
What happened?
Okay. Well,
thank you, Bonnie. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
What did you find that's different for you? What is your magnificent self and your magnificent body now?
Much more grounded.
Uh-huh.
And much more present.
Mm-hmm. Present and grounded. Perfect, Anna.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Does anybody else have something to share before we say goodbye for the day? Okay, well, I want to thank you all very much for being here with me and allowing me to share my magnificence with you. And I wish you a magnificent day.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Splendid.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, all right, so go to www.commandingwealth.com and check on the calendar. Penny Jensen and I are going to be on the radio November 22nd talking about how to have a happy holiday, and January 14th on now that the holidays are over, how to come out of the post-holiday blues. So that's on the website. I'm teaching a class December 12th, so one day Penny and I are teaching together. February is a practitioner class. March is wealth class. So check out the calendar. You can also get a hold of me by sending me an email, bonnie@commandingwealth.com. So we seem to be having some spirits here.
The mobile customer
give me a call if you need to. Send me an email. And I love you all, and I'll talk to you next month. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Bye,
everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.